You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds. Which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful to be here again and to greet you all, wherever you are, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, let us raise our right hand. Let us welcome the Holy Spirit who is here with us in the studio and also with you out there. 2, 3, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. I take this time to welcome the 14 provinces of our nation. From Lau right up to Mba and Ra, the Kaunrobe, Mbo and Madhuata.
Hallelujah.
Not forgetting Nabosa and Nanronga, Seru and Namosi, Tailebu, Rewat, Romebiti, and also in Kandabu. Greetings to those of you that are watching from the other parts of the world overseas. We take this time to say Bulabinaka from our homeland in Fiji. God of Our Nation program,
Hallelujah.
10:30 every Sunday morning in our time here in Fiji. Hallelujah. So greetings to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting for you, New Methodist Christian Fellowship, whether you zone combined or you're doing Mission Sunday, for Central and also Eastern. For the Eastern. Northern you move to next week, so we take this time to
greet you.
To greet you.
Yeah. Thank you for the updated photos that you've been updating on the Viber group comms on your setup this morning. Are we talking to you, Zone, who are actually having your Mission Sunday? And for the Northern, we would like to take this moment as well to acknowledge you. We believe that you're going through quite a hard time at this moment, especially so for the Kondrove, Mboa, and Madhuata area. We were actually talking about this morning with the feedback coming all the way. Thank you, Talanga Sivenusi, Basedala, all the way from Mboa. We really appreciate the updates that has been coming on the photos of those homes that has been badly damaged and affected by the recent TCSA. And we would like to take this moment to, you know, be the word of hope and the voice of hope to you. Maybe a lot of things around you will look bleak. You don't know where to start, what to do, or where to get the next meal for your children or the next dry clothes that you can grab. You know, that moment of your life. We may not identify with what you're going through, but we know we can feel what you're going through. And the only thing, the only comfort that we can offer is to commit to the Lord in prayer. And we will take a special moment this morning to remember you in prayers. For those of you regional coordinators in the northern regions, Talangas Kayawa and Talangas Tomalua, Talangas Lino, and Talangas Turangabo, all the regional coordinators in the northern. Like what I posted this morning, We would like to get updates on how badly we are affected. I believe the immediate help that we can offer at this point in time would be the dry clothing as well as the dry food stuff in terms of biscuit, noodles, something to get by and tin stuff for the time being. And on the same token, I would like to re-emphasize the bulletin that was posted yesterday. I'm talking to New Methodists globally. If you happen to read the bulletin yesterday, fine. But if you didn't manage to read what was posted, I would like to mention again this morning, we're actually doing a welfare drive, our welfare, TCS, our welfare assistance drive. What we are trying to do as a church, we are going to be doing packages or, you know, of the need, the basic necessity. Which will be the food and also the dry clothing. And we would like you to be part of that drive. If you're able, please let us know. Contact Executive Manager Pro Events and Finance and her team. And if you want to donate any clothing that you know can help our families back in Boa. And we will not just look after our members. We will try, actually looking through the listing of the villages, it's quite, Mboa is quite massive. Looking at the number of villages, it's more than 40 villages out there in the Takonrovi Mboa Madhuwata. And we were looking at the list this morning. Thank you, Talanga Sevenusi, for that listing on the five main divisions. That's Mboa and Dama, Navasinga and Nandi and Kumbulau. The five big districts, and then you have a lot of villages. And like what I said, we may not be able to help everybody because I believe the government has got its own program, and that help will reach you. We've witnessed what the government did to Kandavu, as and when that happened, and also in Koro, and I believe the same help will also come to our people back at home in terms of structures and all other bigger things that the government usually step in and help. And I believe they're already there doing their own assessment in all the villages that has been affected. But as a church, I believe that we should just not rely on the government. We should be the hand. We can be praying for them, but I believe our action means much more greater to them at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I've asked you, Rich, welfare drive, our welfare, TCS, our welfare assistance drive. What we are trying to do as a church, we are going to be doing packages or, you know, of the need, the basic necessity, which will be the food and also the dry clothing. And we would like you to be part of that drive. If you're able, please let us know. Contact Executive Manager Pro Events and Finance and her team. And if you want to donate any clothing that you know can help our families back in Boa, and we will not just look after our members. We will try, actually looking through the listing of the villages, it's quite, Mboa is quite massive. Looking at the number of villages, it's more than 40 villages out there in the Takonrovi Mboa Madhuwata. And we were looking at the list this morning. Thank you, Talanga Sevenusi, for that listing on the five main divisions. That's Mboa and Dama, Navasinga and Nandi and Kumbulau. The five big districts, and then you have a lot of villages. And like what I said, we may not be able to help everybody because I believe the government has got its own program, and that help will reach you. We've witnessed what the government did to Kandavu, as and when that happened, and also own members. So now, New Methodists, I would like us to be part of that drive. And we can be preaching to you or sharing with you about the kingdom economics this morning, as well as against all odds. But this is a practical reality of being a Christian, and not only that, of being a believer, and you have a heart. We've been talking to you about against all odds in terms of everything that was happening during COVID. And but this moment, it's not COVID, it's a cyclone. And the same effect it has had on some family with no resources whatsoever, with no food, with nothing. Like what I said, it can be destruction done by the cyclone, and this is a destruction done by the virus. The effect effects the same. There's no food at home. Against all odds. So against all odds, and I would like New Methodists to stand up this morning and also see through regional coordinates from all areas globally. I'm talking about Australia, New Zealand, as well as Vanuatu, and all the Eastern, Central, whatever that you can collate, if you can let us know straight into headquarters through EM Pro Events and Finance, and also for EM Ops and your team. I believe you have your group of auditors and also the Ops HQ staff that are deployed all over Fiji, wherever you are. Don't wait for the people that we are sending to come and take captures and shots or get the records for the regional coordinators. Be our hand and be our feet wherever you are, in whatever corners of the village you are in. Try and source information, because those information can really help us in trying to reach and trying to help in whatever little way that we can do. I saw a lot of help that is already on its way, done by groups, done by Patterson Brothers. There are a lot of people that are actually working together to take help back to their hometown in South Savo and also in Lambasa. And we're talking about Mboa. Mboa, it's right in the Never Nevers. And I believe even trying to reach the villages can be, a task. So on that note, New Methodists, I would like us to come in. Like what I said, just read the bulletin, whatever you can help with. And I must make an acknowledgement to Tangase Sisi Ronrondo, all the way from Santa Rosa West. Thank you. Your help or your sitting was the very first one to receive at headquarters yesterday, and as well as Talangasi Chovesa and Auntie Sylvia and Auntie Eleanor from Santa Rosa East. Thank you for the sitting that you have sent across to headquarters to help with the welfare drive that we started yesterday. So don't refrain yourself to say to yourself, okay, I don't really have anything to give. It can be the plates. There is surplus at home. It can be the pots. It can be the clothes. It can be anything. And we would love, to receive that to benefit our families back in the Kondrove, Mboa in Madhuwata, more so for the Mboa village. Like what I said, we have about five big districts that looks after all these 40-plus villages. And we would like to be the hand against all odds. So on that note, also greetings to all of you out there in New Zealand, in Australia, like when Castillo has already mentioned and welcomed you, Scotland to the Naisua family, and Northern Ireland to the Ralakuta family, Germany to the Sandy family, and all those of you people in Europe. Thank you for joining us. I believe it's your Saturday back at home, and thank you for joining us this morning. And for Australia, thank you for the districts. I see yet again, your drive hasn't stopped. Continue to give food, not just any food, and you have the bakeries, and you have all those pastries, and the rolls and everything that you're doing, customly nearly every week or twice in a month, that you go and serve the community of Australia, more so in Brisbane. Thank you, Talate Maivalili and Auntie Mirandi. Thank you so much for that sitting, and also Tangasi Leo and Auntie Va, and not forgetting the Brisbane region, the Sukani. And thank you to Australia. Thank you, Associate Senior Pastor Churchy, Tukete, as well as Talangasi Litia Rambuka. Thank you for all those sitting and all those visitation. And thank you also to Talangasi John and Lena Lee. Thank you for all those sitting that you continue to carry and be the hand and, be the voice of hope to the people that are going without food. And it's amazing just to see the delight, the satisfaction, yeah, to be remembered and appreciative from the community for different ethnic groups as they stand there to receive the gifting. And we would like to stand today as the ministry leaders to say thank you, because you are actually doing and carrying the work of the mission of the ministry that we are all part of. Mm-hmm. So another welcome and thank you to worship centers, and also to those of you that are just worshiping at home as a family. Like yet again, for those of you who do not belong to New Methodist, nor you go to any denomination whatsoever, but every Sunday you religiously, sit before your screen and prepare your Holy Communion. You look forward to it, but yet you don't believe in what we are doing. You haven't heard, or you don't belong to any denomination. We take this moment to say Bula Vinaka and welcome and thank you, because we are coming to the closure of 2020. And when you look back since COVID to today, I believe one way or the other, through the Sundays you've been tuning in, you've gained the momentum. You've gained something in your life. You know, because I believe you wouldn't just be listening and God just walk you past. Obviously, He has done something so great in your life that you can be so excited to share or talk about it to your other friends. So on that note, I would like to give this time to Ngasilewe before we roll our program today.
We'll pray for those affected
by the cyclone.
Cyclone. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Come before you today.
Oh, thank you,
and
Jesus.
We uplift and we think of our relatives, our friends, church members,
yes,
member of a community, member of a village,
oh,
a district, and a province
deliver
unto you. From Yasawa right up
name.
To the Lao
yes,
group,
Father.
Especially those in the Kondrobi Mbua and Madhuata.
Yes, Lord.
The five Tikina of Mbua, we remember to you. All those houses been completely destroyed or partly destroyed. We thank you, Father
oh,
God,
hallelujah.
That the restoration, the strength to move on against all odds, regardless
yes,
of what we face, we will look to you. We will focus on you.
Amen.
We will fix our eyes on you because you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. We'll
yes,
continue
Lord.
To believe in you. And we thank you, Father God, for everything that we go through. It's a lesson, something that will rise to another level, something that we have to improve. So we commit the lives of our young people, especially those that go to school, primary school, secondary school, and their school is completely destroyed. We commit their life to you, Lord.
Yes, Father.
From their sours, right up to Mbua province, the Kondrobi,
yes,
and Madhuata, all the
oh,
islands
hallelujah.
Of Lomaiviti,
yes,
and up to Lau, Vonombalabu, Lakemba, Divia, and the southern Lau.
In
we
Jesus
commit
name.
Unto you, O Lord. We thank you. That whatever happens in our life, we'll continue to focus on
oh,
you.
Hallelujah.
Whatever situation we go through,
thank
we'll
you,
continue
yes,
to focus on you.
Oh, give them comfort,
because you
oh,
are the one.
Yes.
You are the very
oh,
one.
Give them comfort,
regardless
oh,
of the pandemic, regardless of the cyclone, regardless of a natural disaster, we will focus on you.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are the giver of life.
Hallelujah.
You are the source of everything. So, Father God, we commit their lives to you. Thank you, Father God, for the open doors and opportunity around Fiji.
Oh,
thank you
name.
For the heart of giving to our
in
relatives,
Jesus
to our
name.
Friends. And we thank you, Father. Thank you for this morning as we commit the help that will come from
yes,
the government,
Lord, in Jesus
from
name.
Other denominations,
yes,
from other society,
Father,
from NGOs.
Name.
We thank you, Father God.
In Jesus name.
Those that are going through hard times, they will remember, they will know that the hands of God reach them wherever they
oh,
are.
Hallelujah.
This is our prayer this morning as we commit them to you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and we say
amen,
amen
and amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just encouragement to those of you that are going through hard times, regardless of what we go through, we have a living hope in God.
Yes.
We have a God that is close to us than the close that we were. Regardless of those terrible moments on that night, on that Thursday night, regardless of what you go through, we must remember that there is a God that stick closer than anything else.
Hallelujah.
So we are rest assured as we stand here. Maybe you say that we don't understand your situation. Yes,
Amen.
We don't understand your situation. But our God understand whatever you're going through. Some of us, you lost your loved one. Some of us, we lost a lot. Hallelujah. From our crops, from our building, from our clothes. But we are rest assured as we stand here, preach of the gospel. We are encouraging you. Pick up the pieces and move on.
Hallelujah.
Our God is the same from today. And for tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So tell me can the var wrong to minico, can the Vianu the Buti Oticotona Singavina Knico, a son of Kavakan Domumbul and the Lak of the Roma, very traumatic. Narongoni ni kai koronga the sena na vada vai kore de matamu, na tadabu ni vale, and dona tukutuga the mena noa. We look at you again in Navale, Reto, Natolo, Nakalok, Nakavi, at the Buti Navale, vavava ni lomani mazawa ni mbere ni virte ki inangele talera e sono kaenda reda vakaenda ndando mumbula e roni sono ngone vakaenda enda rereke ni ilam wale bibir na luvenda vekenda nanka sikenda saroni nda roni torra sono kaenda reda yoko yako na menda kako ni reda wale ngana tikine ni nda bebu kibir ni sulu kena kaka na merakania e tikotelanga na choma era lakotiruma e you know, the situation, the experiences that they've gone through, that they need prayers and they need their deliverance to find closure and peace in their heart.
That fear
will come. And Ravana number two, but do not wrong maker ni vani. And the wrong back in the Bacan Domumbula ni walk and Abano and Roni Taratu non Rumbula and Luvenda. Conakirik and the Kinenikoa, a Santalin dona non on the Nuinuin, a Kalun don Donga,
but a
Kambulikenda, a Kambulikenda and a Sulivikan and a Tozoko. So, if anything for you to rely on, just completely trust in God.
Amen.
Yeah, like what we are sharing today, yeah, for those of you who do not belong to any denomination, nor do you believe in God whatsoever. So every maybe Sunday you'll be saying, okay, what are those two, you know, crazy fanatics talking about? Well, you know, the cyclone as it comes, or whatever natural disaster that comes, there's no intellect in the world, and there's no intelligence, there's no university, there is nothing, there's no amount of wealth or the business that you own that will save you when the cyclone comes.
Yes.
When the cyclone comes, it really comes. Or whatever natural disaster, earthquake for that matter, anything whatsoever, even the accidents on the road that can happen to anybody. So there are certain things that we cannot control. But we believe, as we believe in God, that there is a God that they can, you know, He can do that.
He can heal
any sickness. He can restore.
Yeah.
If anybody has gone through that traumatic experience, and He can also divert. You know, it may sound crazy, but He can divert the path of the cycle.
Hallelujah!
Because we believe, because He is the Creator. When He spoke, everything came to be. Why wouldn't He speak and save you and divert the path? He can do that. I mean, I can be crazy in my faith, but that's what I believe.
Amen.
And I was sharing with my family yesterday, for all these cycles, all these years, I refuse. I know. I get ready. I put up the shutters. I buy dry stock. I do the norm like every human being do when a cyclone is coming.
Preparation.
Yeah, I prepare. It's not like I just sit down and not prepare. No, I do. But in my heart, I refuse to accept the cyclone. I refuse. Deadly. I just refuse. Because I believe about two times now, we were out of the country. One time we were in New Zealand, which was last year.
Yeah.
And the other year we were in Israel. And they were, you know, telling us, okay, the cyclone is coming. But in my heart, I refused. I was standing at the wailing wall, and I was saying, God, I refuse to accept it. Yes, we will prepare, but I don't want that cyclone. I refuse. And the same I did for this time. And I prepare, like I said, shutters up. You come to Lodal and see all the shutters up, barricades, whatever that you can call them, and buying of dry stuff. I did all that. But in my heart, I refused. And I was telling my family, and in the exco, I actually posted, and I believe you've read it. I said, you know, and I just said that prayer, and I said, Lord, with all things that needs to be done for my TV, the transmitter out there in Nakambalevi, in Delekor, and all the things that needs to be done, the properties, the truck, the boat, that is out there in the sea, with everything that I need to prepare logistically to prepare for this cyclone, I don't have the energy, and I just don't have it. And on that note, please just take away this cyclone. Don't ever allow the cyclone to come where I am, because it's just going to increase the amount of work that I need to do, and that I don't have the energy, and I don't also have the time to do. And it's always been my stand every time. Whenever I hear the cyclone coming, I refuse. My family know. He is a very good tracker of the cyclone, and my son is a very good tracker as well. And they're always posting. I refuse to read it. I refuse to read it, and I don't want to even read it. I know it's coming, but I don't want it coming. I mean, it sounds silly, but that's who I am. When I hear it, I know it's coming. They talk about the tracking. They picture the tracking. They post the picture of the tracking. I'm not even ready. I'm preparing, but in my heart, I just refuse. I refuse to accept that cyclone to come by. And on that eve, I think that was on Thursday, we usually have our devotion at 7. But by 6 o'clock, I think by 5:30, I'm calling my family. Come, we're going to pray. We just sat down that night. We didn't even have any word. All we were just doing was praying. Just praying for family that are affected. Praying for family that are out there in the cold. Praying for family that are actually holding hands on the last piece of timber that I can hold on. Or pray for family that are underneath the floor of their home with everything blown up. We were just praying and praying and praying for those family. And you know, there's only much we can do. And that's why we want to share about this Jesus with you. Like what I said, you may not believe in Jesus, but I do. We do. You may say, no, there is no God, but we want to tell you there is a God. And you may say to yourself, okay, I've got all this richness. I have these tall buildings. I have my businesses. I'm good. I don't need this God that you're talking about. But I will want to tell you, you will need this God. The very thing that you build up in structures, the very thing that you build up at the back, the very thing that you push up all your balances in the bank account, all it takes only one cyclone to take it all out. And it takes only the natural disaster that God can allow indirectly to tell you, look, I am God and there is a God. And in Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I shall be exalted among the nations and I shall be exalted amongst the earth. And he is God. Regardless of what you think that there is no God, I will stand in your face and I'll always tell you, regardless of whatever you're going through, he is a regardless God. He is God. And you need to believe that he is God. So to those of you who believe in God, to those of you who trust in God, if you're affected by the cyclone, like in the villages that we've mentioned earlier, in the Lao group, we came down to my Lao, and the Wakarongo to make me na program na matakaniko, and the Voni live in the Wakarongo to make kina, Kirovia, but we take money and Vadabana kind of numa. Kikomanitiko na Niano, Nanongo Kora, may what they were the kit to the Kabachan Nasoli, Elakchuk Nasoli, and the Koronovas, may what they were. A Katu na Koronit ni Tinango, na Koronin Nongovas, you know, climate change, a Saluichu, it's sinking. And we are raising money to have a digger to salvage my village, my mom's village. You know, there are a lot of things that are happening because of the climate change. But who created the face of the earth? Who spoke and everything came to be? Who does that? That's the God that you serve. There are certain things that you're reading and it's there right in your face. But there are certain things that you need to believe that this God can restore, this God can, you know, can do exceedingly the things that you cannot even fathom. So I know you look around like you have nothing, basically nothing. Some of you, like your whole house has been uprooted. Some of you don't even know where your clothes are. You don't know where your pots are. Like you don't know where to start. But this morning, we would like to encourage you. Stand up and start all over again. Stand up. And stand up with your God, with that faith and confidence. Pick up the pieces. Whatever you can pick, you pick that up. Don't feel sorry for yourself, but trust in God. Walk in your trust with God. Pick up the pieces that you can pick. Look at what you have. Look at what you can save and salvage through this, you know, ordeal that you have gone through. Don't sit down, moan and groan, complain and wait. Don't sit down waiting for people to come and help you. No, New Methodist, I would like to encourage you this morning. Stand up and start picking up the pieces. Stand up and start trusting God. Take that first step. God will do the rest for you. All you need to do is believe. Maybe you ask this one, you know, most of you are asking these questions. Why Mbua? Why Lao? Why Asawa? Why? You know, we can have all the questions we want to ask. Nobody else have got the answer. Only God has the answer. So I would like to encourage you today. Stop moaning, stop complaining, stop groaning, and just stand up. The comfort, for me, the comfort is just having your family alive, that no one, you know, is hurt, no one is injured. There's no value that you can put to our life.
Hallelujah. I should have done that. I shouldn't have gone there. There's a lot of what if
in your mind. I would like you to take that off your mind. There's nothing that you can do to restore what you're looking at the moment. There's nothing. Only God can do that. Be at peace with yourself and take that step with your God.
Hallelujah. Tudake waganga takana endremu to selili umbalaba bulati ko ndona ko rako maina zangi lamba rako maina zangi urukiltoni rako maina mutmuto so tier kamamai lebuna ka sotaka gurin tamata nikalu ene volta sanga ngi ken matani zangi lamba ngo er to sotaka na tise peli lomani waswasa lomani mbongi kabi ken volta mu gai ndurida ko chisu kabi ken volta mu sanga vosi kina zangi hanga vosi kina wai
haleluya
na ngona ko sotaba kina ndende ngona ni tabu tu na ngoni tao ngoni sibi na ngoni lenga na numatiko kabe ken volta mbo eno na na lewa
ai
sene ken wa se diwa na tikine ono ena sulundo na ngoni soli maindo na ngoni tangane ena nona na lewa kembele ni lewa ni mbulango na kaenda dhuruma ngori lewa tiko na klo
haleluya
nonda ritabinga nduri zake kabu ana turanga bina bwele mu na kasa yazo bina bwele mu na ka dhuruma estoto emosi evutu kaboro hia kamuni no muni tuko na lewa kane bwo tambu na cherma ya rusa bulu gadi wati kana tikina tini kandua ko ya ko sakila na nguna nu mombe bwele tikamu no nguna nu mombe ndo winaka haleluya shanga ni no mundo da
haleluya
tiko talanga no mundo inu inu ya ne mesiga memory kamba na ka yazo na kandor dhuruma na ka ta koso Rabbi takatako nono mumbulo bwana kalo mone tiku bwana kalo wano nobo tiku na kalo fix your eyes on Jesus because he's the author
Amen.
And he's the perfecter of our faith regardless of what we go through regardless of the mountain regardless of the weather
hallelujah.
Regardless of the pandemic regardless of the cyclone continue to focus on Jesus because he can start from nothing maybe it's educational for us it's a lesson for us But move on with God. Don't moan and groan. Kakuni ndambe gaini pagalo malmaniko ngai waraka tuko na bibuke. Hallelujah. Nduri dake na kalongo sati ko mata kike ndana singa bina gani kwa.
Amen.
Rongoza ngana na bosa adjust tagi ko sona kamo lai taka sona kamo viso taka mbalta na kalongo na kake le sar sala ka sala kamo ko kwa. Sa singa ni ndona ka sala ka me singa ni kamo ko kwa. Against all odds.
Yes.
Some of us we lost our crops, we lost our animals and we lost our house, we lost our clothes, everything against all odds. That's when God is
Hallelujah.
About to start in our life.
Amen.
Na lenga lelebu kina lenga lalai kusama idhuruma. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Against all odds, nisa senga na senga, nisa oti na kaya oti. Ngori na ngona ngaido vina kata na kalu menda rabi kwa ya luta kiko. Ena sivu na kira unduri tu inuwa bibi baka yalonga angata kitiko. Vikan tumene atu ya sawa. Hallelujah. Una tatar maikine liwa na dhangi. Kena tuma imbua. Nga isiro sombo yani. Thaka unrobe. Hallelujah. Ena sana olau. Tatar maibango ena sana olo maibiti. Kau kwa niko ndambe. Kau kwa niko alo malomaniko. Ngona kena ngauna. Vire yaki. Baka dundu ndakiko. Kabi kena malta. Baka roko taka bichoma. Na lumu sala kena. Tukuna buwana kalau na kako dhuruma. Hallelujah. Kuni complain vya sani matau. Kuni complain vya sani mawi. Malta sindi na thaka makinu naka. Complaining abu ana kalau so tengah abu ana kalau waka bini bina katakan kalau meliu tegi gua dan singa bina ini gua malta na nonde itike bu eroni senga selelai iya na nonde itaba laba eroni lebu
hallelujah
because our God knows everything that we will face he knows how tomorrow he knows that tropical Amen. Cyclone Yasa will come oh Yasa will come he knows
oh hallelujah
Yasa is a side Yasa is ram tumboto so Tropical cyclone Yasa, hallelujah, already known in heaven.
Hallelujah.
God knows. He is the creator of everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's our duty to focus on God and allow God to teach us and to guide us because of the lesson. Every Amen. Natural disaster comes. It's a teaching from God. So let us take it on. Take it head on and move
Hallelujah.
On and rely with God that God will lead us into our unknown tomorrow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And know that your God will never leave you.
Yes.
In Isaiah 41:10, he says, Do not be afraid, for I am your God. Do not be dismayed, for I am with you. And then he said, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. So whatever that you're going through, you believe that you're actually standing, sitting, whatever, on God's righteous hand. And if you're standing on God's hand, what can touch you? Absolutely nothing. And he's actually watching over you because he gives that promise in Isaiah 49:16. in. You know, he looks at you and he said, look, your walls are ever before me. Your name is engraved on the palms of my hands. Yes. So you may be saying, okay, that's millions and hundreds, thousands of us. How can he even remember me? Or I am in this village, there's a lot of more other homes that has been damaged. How can he even single me out? But know this God, he loves you so much. He has your name engraved on his hands and he remembers you, whatever you're going through. You may have lost a lot of things and you're thinking to yourself, nobody knows, but he knows. Your God knows.
He knows
and he's watching you. So do not be afraid. So you need to trust in God because he will never ever leave you. In Psalms 27:10, it says, a woman who bears a child can forget her child, but I, your God, will never leave you nor forsake you.
Hallelujah.
Know that your God, I mean your mom, maybe children, you're listening to me today during the cyclone, you're hanging on to your mom. You know, your mom is hugging you, always holding on to you because you are the treasure of our life. And we will never let you go. But yet the Bible says, even if your mother will let you go, which is never, I will never let my children go. Not my grandchildren. But the Bible says, even if that happened, but I, your God, will be with you. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And that's how powerful this God is to you. So allow him to hold you.
Hallelujah.
Allow him to guide you. Allow him to map out your way for you. Because you look, you don't know where to start. Like what I said, you don't know what to do
first.
You've lost everything.
Yes.
But continue to trust in
Hallelujah.
Him.
Hallelujah.
And this goes for all other members that are tuning in today all over the world, as well as Central, Eastern, Northern, Western, that are logging in today. It's on the kind of the room. A lot of things you're sitting on, a lot of things you're actually anticipating, it didn't happen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And you're waiting and still like the year's coming to an end, nothing is happening.
Mm.
Are there a lot of bleak moments that you're looking at? It can be your court fees, it can be your mortgage, it can be your home, or it can be basically just your children who haven't had a school confirmed yet for them to go to next year. And you're sitting like at the edge. There's some things that hasn't have a closure. You're not able to have a closure to it for 2020.
Hallelujah.
You still have about what, 2 Sundays or 1 Sunday on the 27th. You still have another program for this year. I need you. Don't wait for that program. Do it today. Believe. Mm-hmm. And trust God. Because he says in Luke 1:37, everybody knows, my grandchildren knows, you know, you can say without even looking at the Bible, that with God, absolutely nothing is impossible. Don't just know the verse and recite the verse and say the verse. Believe in that word.
Believe.
And believe in that verse. Because believe. With him, nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
In Jeremiah 32:27,
absolutely.
He says, I am a God of all mankind. I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? What is he trying to tell you and I? He can do absolutely anything. Yeah, it can be the school confirmed for your child for next year. It can be on clearance of your mortgage. It can be your court fees going to be paid. It can be the payments that you know haven't actually managed to get rid of. It can be your personal loan. It can be any other thing that you're saying to yourself, okay, you know, the year is coming to an end. I can't seem to handle my finances very well. Or the year is coming to an end. My husband still hasn't come back home. Or the year is coming to an end. My children still be very rebellious at home. Whatever that you're facing, whatever category of impossibility that you're sitting in, this morning we would like to encourage you, trust in this God and believe in this God from your heart to know that he is your God and he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. You need to have that faith.
Hallelujah.
Because we can pray, we can share, the Bible is there that you read every day of your life. You can have your quiet time, you can go to the seawall like us, or you can walk in the riverbank, you can go to the mountain, you can do every other thing when you pray. The key thing is for you to have a good heart and have faith. You need to have faith. You need to believe in this God.
Hallelujah.
Because you can do things realistically, but you're not connected to the God that you're serving. You can do out of duty, but you're not doing it out of passion and you love. You can do it because you need to do it, because people are looking at you, or your zone steppers are looking at you, or your parents are actually looking at you, but from your heart, you don't believe in it. But today, I would like to encourage you. You need to believe. You need to believe in this Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you need to believe in this God. Because whatever impossible that is out there, believe and receive that this God can miraculously do that for you. Because I mean, he's done it before, and he will do it again. So, believe in.
The Bible says, when God is with you,
hallelujah,
who shall be against you? Paul is writing to the Romans.
Many.
In chapter 8, verse 31, the Bible says, what else to say?
Hallelujah.
So whatever we face in this life, hallelujah, believe that God is with us.
Hallelujah.
And God allows things that we face, including the cyclone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he has the authority. Everything. He has the authority in heaven. He has authority on earth.
Amen.
And he has authority even under the earth in hell.
Hallelujah.
He has the final authority is with God. Mm. So whatever we're facing, my friend, this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, maybe it's not a cyclone. It's another spiritual cyclone, or maybe your financial cyclone.
Amen.
Or maybe your relationship cyclone.
Hallelujah.
Whatever cyclone that is going around in your life, hallelujah, and putting everything upside down,
hallelujah,
inside out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want to tell you today that God is the controller, the author of everything.
Amen.
Of everything, my friend. Hallelujah. And that's why you must be rest assured today.
Yes.
To believe,
hallelujah,
in his word. Hallelujah. So pick up the little things that you have before 2020 comes to an end. Yeah, next few weeks time. You must remember that our God comes to bless us. Our God comes to realign us.
Hallelujah.
Our God comes to assist us. Our God comes to help us.
Amen.
And he will do everything and anything because his plan for us is to prosper us. How can God allow his people, the Israelites, in Egypt and in with Babylonian? How can he allow that? He said, I alone knows the plan I have for you.
Hallelujah.
The plan to prosper you and never to harm you.
Yeah.
So if the cyclone continues to come, hallelujah,
that's to prosper you, not to harm you.
Then we need to readjust ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Because he wants us to prosper. Or maybe something that we need to leave, something we need to increase, something we need to decrease, or maybe to turn right, or maybe to turn
it's
left.
It's like life adjustment. It's just your
he
your
allows
life.
Everything.
Yes.
So we can readjust.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's good for me to get sick, so I will know where to go, what to do.
Amen.
And I believe it's a message of hope. It's a message of goodness.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's a message of blessing.
Yes.
Don't look at it from the positive, positive side, because God plans everything good for us. He never planned something worse for us. It is us, it's you, it's me, it's us that we deviate from the plan of God.
Hallelujah.
And his plan is to prosper us.
Hallelujah. Never to harm you.
Never to harm. And to give us a future that we hope for.
Yes. Nobody have hope for a bad future.
Yeah, if you lost everything, you lost your house, all the animals killed, vuaka, na hose, na toar, matikede. Tayana, Sulu, Devuka, na Tete, sa Zaburaki, sa Kakamusumusu.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the road.
Start again.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our God is the Alpha.
Restoration.
He
Hallelujah.
Is the beginner. He begins with zero.
You, Hallelujah.
At least you have still something with you. But God can start from zero.
Oh, hallelujah.
In Genesis chapter 1, he starts from zero. Our God is a God that starts with zero. So, my friend, if you come
hallelujah.
To zero, that means God is about to work in your life.
He's ready to start in your life.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to admit that you are zero.
Yes.
Don't continue to try and figure it out and say, I have my name, I'm good. No, don't say that you're good when you're not good. You know, be honest and tell God, I'm zero.
I lost
because
everything.
Because he starts with a zero level.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
He is the God that starts with zero.
Oh.
Nangona kenda sengakina, nangona nda lalakina, nangona nda and the dambikina, nangona and the sengabaukina. God is ringa nangona sa redikina na kalu mitegabu. Hallelujah. I remember a storm, just like a tropical cyclone Yasa faced Jonah. And Jonah was running away from God. So the cyclone came. And Jonah said, you people take me and throw me to the sea. And then, how come the sea is rough, the wind, you'll be killed. Take me and throw me to the sea because I'm running away from God. If you want to survive, I have to face the storm. My friend, the storm of your life is the beginning of a new thing.
Hallelujah. You need to throw out the Jonah. Hallelujah.
You need to go into the storm.
If there's some Jonah in your life, you need to get it out.
Get Jonah into the storm.
You need to get the, Because, hallelujah.
Because from there.
See, this is not only for the people that are affected by the cyclone. This
everybody,
is for everybody,
everybody
who actually logging in today. There may be some Jonas in your life, you know, some things that you're entertaining, doing, and it's bringing that storm
throw
to your
the
life.
Storm.
You
throw
need to
the
take it out. We're talking about in the spiritual sense, not in the physical. So there may be some things you're doing, and they are Jonas. You need to get rid of those Jonas so you can be on a sure course that God is going to take you to their destination. And you need to believe him. You need to trust him.
Against all odds.
Yeah.
And he survived.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. The waves and the wind.
God sent a whale. A whale, the whale could have beat him, could have killed him. No, a whale to cushion him in his stomach and take him to where he was going. So in the midst of it all, God can send his spiritual whale to take you, guide you, restore you to the normal of everything. So we can't have a carong at the minicon, what you call maybe we're talking to a terreto na dangi, a terreto na kaya to be to we can't total make a coin in the numa, no can the end of inaka. No, can the men the numa to go to tell and a canin on the bullam in the visa kina, matai can a canicaro. Are we carry candle? But let them go. No, we are approaching Christmas and it's next week. Next week on Sunday, it's Christmas Day on the 25th, like everybody else is celebrated. Yeah. And, it's a day of Kanavata, a day of gifting, a day of sharing, a day of giving gifts to each other. But I would like for our new Methodists, because we don't really celebrate Christmas,
fast
Christmas
pray,
is what it is.
Worship God.
I would like us, if you have some money set aside for those kind of thing, if you can use that gift to bless another home. Bless another house or bless another family. We drove from Nandi today. We planned as a family to, time out and go out and leave our home for a week, which we did yesterday. And we were the last ones to drive down yesterday. After finishing everything, we left at about 5 or 4:30. And what I did at home, I actually emptied the whole thing, the sets of Kamala, the bundles of Dalo, the bag, chicken. I emptied everything out there. Crops, the runny cow, everything. And, channel it to places that can be used well. So there may be things like what I said, I'm going to need some weekend. I live in a car, I have a CV to go to weekend. I want to be a weekend, but I live in a new Methodist. We are in the Sonoma Valley, Sanga Manga and Dona Kaka and Mekania. We are in the Sonoma neighborhood, or in a one near Simberi Bully, non Ryan Bully. Another one can love, it can be something little, it can be like a $50 spending or $50 going out and having fish and chips or doing whatever. Yeah, it's those moments. It's like, I work for this and my family deserves it. Yeah, sometimes we feel that way. But I'm always convicted when I look around and, you see people that are suffering. We may not help all of them, but we can help a little. And that's one thing, too, that came to pass when during the cyclone period that was being announced. I was thinking of the homeless because in Turek, where we are, there's a street up that have homeless sitting out on the street. And every time we drive past, it always bothered me. And during, the cyclone and everything that was happening, and I was praying, I was thinking of them. Straight after the thing, the day, that was on Thursday, we just woke up the next morning and we just cook one big, huge pot of curry and cook the rice and distribute it. And think of the homeless. Who would be cooking for people like that? So it may be something very petty, it's like, okay, this is not my responsibility. Yes, I know it's not your responsibility. But there are some things that are surplus at home that I believe that you can share. And you may know some of your families that are not, very fortunate like you. And you can at least buy one school uniform for that particular child. Or maybe in your neighborhood, sono na ritiko na non da neighborhood iko kila era struggle merambula ene be singa iko reda na kaira to kara visiga iko kila rambu era struggle au sidi kango ni okenda na welfare se okenda ndaro ni bukena tamati kedenga au bi bongi tike na na ni one ko loti tiku kina iko na no mana elo tambe na ronyi ka biko endo na mbuleti ko ndono bonoa iko ronyi buke e rombe kini na mutini na ndola espe biko ene tini na ndola ndono burburi ni bulan ndono matuwan e rombe kini na mutini ndola se you don't really need like it's on top of everything else you have. But it can be the only $20 that this family will have. So I would like to encourage all of us as we're logging in today for New Methodist, for us to look around and just see through to our members, see through to our neighborhood, see through to the people that needs help. And also remember your vigil, prayer vigil roster, because we cannot afford to stop our prayer. We'll continue to pray and remember everybody that are going through this hard time, and also remember each other in the presence of the Lord. And I believe that most of you are in your to your new zones today. For most senior pastors and associates after the successful global workshop that we had last week. And welcome to your new zones. And I believe that today starts the mark of yet another year of your rotational for the New Methodist.
So if you come in and the blueprint is very low or not even none, remember, our God starts with zero.
Yeah.
You believe in God and take it on and move it to another heights. Remember, divine heights is this year and also next year.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is impossible with God. And I believe that God will speak to us this wonderful Sunday as we are about to partake our Holy Communion.
Amen.
Yeah.
We'll have a Holy Communion this morning as we're running up for the program. We have about 10 minutes left on this program, God of Our Nation.
Yes.
And as we have this Holy Communion, first, it's going to be for a few items. First, we must remember those that are physically affected.
Yes.
In the
tropical cyclone,
Cyclone Nyasa. Mm. And that goes for the Kondrovimbo, Madhumata, Lau,
Asawa,
as well as the Asawa. And
Lomaiviti.
So we will remember them. We commit them to the Lord in prayer. And that's one of the first prayer items. Second is for everybody. Globally, as you're logging in as well, in Australia, New Zealand, and also in Europe, and all of you that are logging in today. Congratulations to those of you who have actually gotten your citizenship. Congratulations, and I believe it was Randintal Tangastalida, Tangida Kibau as well. And there's a lot of you. And the Sukanis all the way in Australia, the Sukani family. There are written lists that you have over the year.
Amen.
Some of you are coming to an enclosure for this year and thanking God. Well, that's our second prayer item for the Holy Communion. Thank God for what He has done and continue to do. Thank God for your family. If you're still waiting and you're still in the list, don't lose hope yet.
Continue
to trust
God.
And thirdly, for all of us Fiji-wide and globally, for the school children going back to school next year, and for the Form 6 and 7 going back for their papers tomorrow and Tuesday, like as announced in Fiji. And for those of you all over globally, school children, if you know where you're going next year, fine, thank you, thank God. But if you're not sure yet and you're still waiting for confirmation, this is the moment to believe in God. And for those of you that are still waiting confirmation to the school that you're going to go to for year nine, come in agreement with us on the third prayer item for this Holy Communion this morning, for you to know that that you are getting a school confirmed for that particular year. And I know a few children I asked over the weekend, they're still waiting for their school for Form 3 or Year 9. Believe in God and trust God that your school is there.
Oh,
and and also, for those of you at home, for your mortgage, your vehicles, your home, your finances just doesn't seem to end. You know, to meet, you get less, but your demand is more and the bills is more. You don't know how to handle it. That will be our last one, your finances. So you need to believe. Believe in God. This Holy Communion, you're having your moment with your covenant-keeping God, and He keeps those covenants. And also, we would like to welcome all of you. We came to Kevin Abakarotume in Uto Village, my Nandi. We came to Abakarotume in a Koro Vinaka, my Uto, Kirobakam Bula to Kenny Turaki, my Suva, my TV, Bula Vinaka.
We came to Kevin Abakarotume
and a Sini Nakaniko, Lakumani Tukutuku, Navi Mata Lototo Zoko, Kemini Bakarotume in a Koro Vinaka, my Uto, my Nandi. Nimbula Vinaka, Sana Made Wherever you are, stand and join us and believe that this Holy Communion, that your God, the covenant-keeping God, has got ears and also has got eyes. He sees and he knows. And according to the truth of his word, in 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eyes shall see, no ears shall hear, and no heart will ever fathom the greatness of what God can do for those who love him. So this moment, we will take and partake with us on the bread and on the wine, and you will be hearing a song, the backup song. It says, the goodness of God, you know, will run after you, and he remains faithful even when we are not. Gasile will lead us, and then we will have a prayer.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Kanibol tambu sangai Libya na waini kago ko na waini go sai baka takil kini no gunra sa libra kini bukum do ni ko sangun wa nanu manan ra ni woni turango Jesus Kristo sa mai boli kina na si wina ni go ke daru sa sing non daru daru sa non na klo sureti ke daru daru baka ngata ka bata si wina ni go. I will pray, and Randininga Selebu will pray later. Lord, we commit everyone that are going through rough times, hard Amen. Times, through tropical cyclone Yasa or any other natural disaster.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God. Your word that is shared today give us hope and encouragement. And we thank you. We thank you for the village of Uto. They believe that they will come together. Ni kemuni sa kaoti. Na wale wuna lungu kalo, au sa vosa taka na vinaka, au sa vosa taka na blessing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Turanga, me vivi, murira, waka sine itira, ngei, waka waboli itira, ena
oh,
beisinga,
hallelujah.
Ena singa minanga nikua. Au masulaka, sombeka sotamana nrenre, mula baka ilabo, mula baka pewatini, sa masu na lungu kalo, ena singa minanga nikua. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Rivalele, valele, sam. Wambulu tatu ngabe kemri na ve korkor ba kai uto ke roma city ko barta ne ala tabu ni so ve keda tala na ba korong tiku meni ko ni nda biti ko ba korro mi sana me nda biti ko ve kenda na songo ni na singa vina kni ko na ndo na masu ve kemni na nda biti ko ni winga wangawa ni nda biti ko ve kwa sav savu nukumbalavu na vivo no kedi ni nda biti ko kina vo non du indui na mata kni ko ni ba korong tiku meni ko so ve kemni sala kutunga na waini mata tangi tu na mata kni ko singa ni kila mengole ve na mata kni ko ona kiriko ni wananda na masiki na meme zabati ku weekend na songo ni na mataka niko iko vambota vambota na no mukalo na mataka ni singi niko. You have faith and believe that this God, he can do anything
oh,
that your
hallelujah.
Mind cannot even fathom.
Thank you.
So I will need you to pray with us because this is our last prayer. Let us pray. Turanga masula kiran kaloran dabiti ku weekend ni singi niko me bakana masume dakato manda tamangu na numi rana kalu rana numa na non rmata po bale na non rbi kor kor isa na nongu kalu na lingamuni na nongu turang na lingamuni ndobi ba kor bi taki na lingamuni na kalu ndobi marroi ke muni na marroi na kalu na bimbula e soran duri ba krong er tangi so na kalu rana dabito ko mate po bale rbi to linga e soran dabito ko kalu mani kor ba ka biwe kani na singa bina kaniko tamangu kero samas na ba kabote ni ke muni na ba kaka o kemeni na kalo na kalo na kebiti o kemeni na kalo ni nema mi bonwa na ngutura o kemeni na kalo ni bi korkoro ibiti. Lord, you are the God of our nation, and you are the God of all the villages. You are the God of all the districts. You are the God of Fiji. You are the God of Father, the creator of the universe. Tamango nema mi masu kemeni na maro ira na kalo na bonon dundu ira tiko bolikira vakata la kena na kalo at the corners of the earth. We are to natiko me Europe, we are to natiko na kalo me Australia, New Zealand, maybe Vanuatu na kalo Papua New Guinea, lebe be kemeni na Turanga me Samoa me Tonga. We are kemeni na misak sagalo na kalo erabakarongo tiko be kemeni na matakani ko. Father, remember them and don't ever walk past them. They're sitting on the edge of sickness. They're sitting on the edge of finances. They're sitting on the edge of not knowing where to go, what to do. Father, they're sitting on the edge of unfinished business for the year. Lord, we come in agreement. We believe and we receive because you're a miracle working God. Masalekira ngoni buli na ngutura. Vitrang talin singini mataka me thaba tu. Malata na vika taran ni mamibunua. Isa na ngu kalo vikira na kalo. Vira na lakwe vitrang. Vingome na bakambote na kalo vira na year 12, year 13. Lord, you're going to be with them. You will write with them. You will think with them. Vira na kalo rakuduruma na traumatic experience of Father. You will stabilize them. You will give them hope. Give them boldness in their spirit of Father for them to be able to see this through. Lord, we commit to the school children that are standing, waiting for their school next year. We come in agreement. Father, according to the truth of your word in Romans 4:17, that you are the God that calls life, oh Father, into death. And not only that, you call things that are not as though they are. Lord, we believe, we take those Bible verses to be ours because your word is powerful. And we receive that. We call things that are not as though they are. Amen. Father, schools that are not, it's going to be school. Things that are not, they are. In finances, we receive that they are going to be because you said so and you are our God. Father, we come in agreement. We believe and we receive. We ratabi mater, bakarongi tinga mataka nikua. Tamango, nalinga mo niya na bibaka. You are a miracle working God. You are the greatest healer. By your stripes we are completely healed of cancer, diabetes, Father, of any other heart diseases of Father, kidney problem, any other disease, oh Lord. And also, I stand in the gap for women that are crying out to you. Lord, touch their womb. Lord, for barren women, I renounce, I approve the spirit of barrenness in Jesus' name. They're waiting, oh Father, and they're crying out from their heart, and they're calling out to your name. Lord, we receive and we believe you're going to give fruit into their womb. You will speak, oh Father, and bring about child into their womb. We receive their faith, increase their faith, and sharpen their wisdom. Lord, we come in agreement because you are the covenant-keeping God. Breathe on the Holy Communion for everybody, anybody who has partaken this morning, that you will breathe on it, oh Father. Follow that blood and follow your flesh and make it happen in every individual that believe and receive this morning. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen and amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in on the God of Our Nation. Every Sunday is normal. We thank you yet once again for being part of the crowd today. And we look forward to next Sunday. And it's going to be Christmas Day on the 25th. And if you have nothing to do, living around in Suva, pop in at the fourth show at 3 o'clock. Or log in on My TV Facebook as well as the ministry Facebook for this afternoon.
Hallelujah. From the studio here in Suva, we thank you for tuning in. God of Our Nation.
Hallelujah.
Until next Sunday, God bless you all in Jesus' name.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandabu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
She shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Candahwa Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitch tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom Principles Against All Odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.